Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends, like my friend, Dr. Andy. Doesn't let friend feed kibble. How are you?
Good. Real good. Happy Monday, everyone.
Well, it is a Monday again, and these come and go very fast, all the time.
Every week.
It's already spring.
Oh, not quite. I'm still looking at mounds and mounds of snow.
Oh, we are too. But the calendar says it's spring, Dr. Andy.
The calendar does. Yes. So and we have super stoked.
We have 2 days of 54 degrees, and then we're going back to snow for two days. So I'm going to go get my seeds. I'm going to go get some seeds because what I did last year was amazing. I threw down these wild seeds, to which everyone in my neighborhood said, don't waste your money.
Really? Because Sean's been doing that for years. They work great.
Yeah. And they're like, the deer are just going to eat them or the elk. No. And they didn't.
No, they like the more expensive potted plants that we have. Yes. Yes, that's what they ate. No, he throws those seeds all over all the time. So easy. Yeah. And they're pretty.
Yeah. And then when the snow comes and packs it down, it really does well. So I am going to do that. The poppies and just the wildflowers, and people would walk by my house and they were like, oh, how did you do that? And I was like, psh, psh, just toss it like
You just fling it around a bit.
I wish I could say it was something dramatic and smart
I
did.
And really expensive, but it's not.
It wasn't. It was just, luck, I guess. Hey, our rabies webinar, Dr. Andy, is up on Rumble, the whole thing, and it's free. Okay.
And it's free, people.
Dr. Jasek wanted to make sure that this information got out, and she sent me something that one of our attendees took it to her vet, took the information that she learned from the webinar and said, you're not going to lose your license if you don't put the rabies in my pet. And the vet was like, what? But she said that this vet was very interested to know that he did not know the correct law.
That's awesome that he listened. Because I got to say, what you hear Rumorville in professional school, meaning chiropractic school, like where I went, or veterinary school, we heard all these horrific rumors about, which I didn't know were rumors. Like, we bought them as gospel. Like, you better not do this or you'll lose your license, or you better not do this and you lose your and come to find out, very, very, very little of it was actually true.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're not presented with a board issue, or you don't go and research it yourself and go read, because we all have practice acts. We've talked about this in the past, and read your practice act, which nobody in my school told me to go read the practice act. You may not know what is exactly required of you or not required of you, or what you can choose to do or not do.
You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you some things that will help you know what you don't know. This little book right here, The Final Pandemic. Okay. The Final Pandemic. This is by Drs. Mark and Samantha Bailey. Now, it deals with vaccines, which we're talking about, the rabies vaccine, and she talks about it in here. But what they really break down and help you understand is how you get these narratives going, how you make them appear to be gospel. Okay. And one is the celebrity endorsements, right? And she really goes over this. She was talking about in here when Tom Hanks Tom Hanks and Rita Hanks came out and they had COVID, right? They had COVID and they used a biohazard picture and a glove to amp up their message, of which their son confirmed they had a nothing. I mean, it was like a cold.
Cold.
Yet they said they were in the hospital being treated. And she was like, for what? A sniffle? So these types of endorsements or narratives that they get going are extremely powerful when they have no substance behind them.
Yeah.
And I think once you start seeing them, once you start asking questions and practicing some of the practical thought ways to think in this book, you're released of all of this BS. And I think it's important. I think it's for us and for our pets, because what they really point out is they start looking at what the profits were in the pharmaceutical industry and how that's related to, oh, we need to get some money here. So let's create something and we'll create a vaccine and we'll cause a stir and everybody's in an uproar.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the name of the book that I did read that, you know, most of the pharmaceutical companies were not too keen on doing a vaccine. They generally don't make a lot of money out of it. So the government almost had to guarantee that they would make money off of this for them to get involved. And boy, howdy, did they.
Oh, goodness. Cha-ching. You know, I was saying this to, and I got this from actually our daughter, who's a vet, who said that the lepto vaccine has been added now to the core vaccines.
Has it? That's too bad.
It is too bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except for those who want to question the narrative and say, not on my watch. But, yeah. You know.
Well, gotta really too bad. Although most everybody gets schnookered into it. And then they come and tell me, and then we go through why you don't do this again.
If you can, I mean, and you know, the thing about
it is, I prefer you not to do it, but you know.
Right. And again, I keep getting
start giving that to puppies.
That's
going to be dastardly.
Yeah. So this was a tough,
if it's in a core.
Right. I probably do need to ask more questions, and I will. However, she was here with somebody who was in vet school. So, you know, I didn't want to launch into.
That's the time to launch into it.
Hey.
Interrupt that indoctrination.
How much money did you just spend to get indoctrinated? But anyway. Hey, let's talk a little bit about EMFs. You put that out in your last email. How big of a thing do you think they really are, Dr. Andy, when it comes to our dogs, the EMF? First of all, explain to people. Some people may say, well, what are EMFs?
There are natural EMFs. The earth has a Schumann's resonance that it vibrates at. Our stars, our suns, those are all natural. What we create, man-made or non-native EMFs from all of our devices, from all of the 5G towers, from what goes off at the airports, every time you plug into the electric grid, are non-native or man-made EMFs. And for years, I've heard little sprinkles of it, right? Like, oh, a little EMF, maybe you should unplug your router at night or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been lately that it's like, I think that might be the biggest underlying impact for us and our animals, because they're invisible. We don't know they're there. We love our devices. We've got, you know, 80-inch LED blue beaming televisions in every other room that our animals are laying in front of. The last newsletter that came out was just basic information about EMFs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how it all really just started around 1900 when Tesla plugged in the electric grid. And that's when all the chronic diseases started showing up.
Mm.
And every time we have a new technological advancement, we have more EMFs and we have more obesity.
More obesity?
Yes, because the blue light that's coming out of the screen that we're talking about is raising our cortisol.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you should never watch TV and eat, or look at your phone and eat.
Ooh, you're getting a double fat pack?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're able to.
I kind of jumped all over the place there, folks. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. When you say fat, you know, everybody listens, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh, everybody's, you know, works. So I just got off 75 hard. I don't want to get fat again.
Right. So that's the vanity component of all of this too, and where it can be impacting. And just lately, with more background information that I'm learning about all of this, and just, I mean, we are so bloody screwed. It's not even funny. But I have a couple families. One renovated a new house, put in all the smart things they could possibly do, right? And all the can lighting. And I had another family move into a brand new house with all the can lighting. So all these LEDs, you're basically being bombarded with blue light, and it's not balanced with the other spectrum, which is mostly red light. Okay. So you're blue light toxic. And they kind of get intermixed with non-native EMF. It's kind of, we kind of say say them, and they kind of mean the same thing. But their dogs, these are raw feeders. They can't get the weight off their dogs.
All right. So
I'm wondering, the elevated cortisol from the blue light, is that what's going on here?
All right. What lights in our home have the blue light? Is it just, so computer, okay,
computer,
right?
Phones.
Computer, phones, TV.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What
and
else?
And all your lamps.
Every lamp?
All the lights. Yeah, because do you have any incandescents in your house anymore?
I do. I'm looking at one right now.
Or is it an LED?
No, this, that is not. It's an old one. I have a bag. I have a bag of old bulbs.
So you should go and put them in. Because that's what I've done. And I still have more that I have to do, but incandescent bulbs are not cheap, right? And so they actually give off a little bit of red. They actually balance it a little bit. The other part of LEDs is the flicker, and that can vibrate your cells in a off fashion. And that's not good either. So during the day, wherever you're working, you should have a window open.
Okay.
Just crack
that's going to help the blue lights get out.
It's going to let the sunshine in. It's going to let the perfect balanced sunshine in, because all your windows, all those fancy filters that they have on them, are only letting blue light in.
How did we get to just this whole blue light thing? I mean, obviously it's not that, you know, they're trying to kill us. Maybe they are.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. So all the blue light, all of this screen stuff actually came from the mob in Vegas. They figured out if they kept you in the dark, no windows, no doors, right? Getting out of those casinos, blast you with blue light. You sit there kind of dumb, drinking your liquor and gambling.
Sounds like a great combo.
Yes. And so that's what Google, Apple, they took that technology, put it in our screens to keep us compliant.
Ew.
Because we are literally addicted to our phones. We are literally addicted to that blue light.
Is that a chemical reaction that's happening in the brain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In your skin cells, in your eye. If you've noticed past podcasts, I always wore my contacts. And now you'll see me in my glasses. I switched it. I used to wear my contacts 95% of the time. And now I wear my glasses 95% of the time. Because putting contacts over your eyes is like putting plastic bags over your eyes, and they're filtering light, right?
Right.
And so when I'm out walking the dogs, I have my glasses off. So if you see me, I can't see you. I just tell you.
Hey, over here. No, over
right.
here.
Right. Luckily, I pay attention to the Doberman, and he alerts me. There's somebody coming. I'm like, okay, good. Because I can't see. But that's getting the sunshine into the eye. So yes, you actually get addicted through your eyes. It and those eyes are connected to the brain. Your skin cells are picking up on all the blue light. If sunshine was such a problem, UV radiation, such a problem, we have pretty much covered up SPV you know, SPF ourselves to the extremes, right?
Right.
And skin cancer's on the rise.
So, yeah, I just saw this. I was looking at the weather. I was like, you know, is the rest of the snow going to melt? And up pops, Christie Brinkley talks about her skin cancer diagnosis and, you know, what to do about it. And of course, it was like, get your sunscreen, get yep. your SPF.
Yes.
Or SPV or whatever it is.
SPF. Yeah.
Yeah. SPF. So.
Which is toxic chemicals anyway.
Right. And so where did this narrative come from that the sun causes skin cancer on people who's getting skin cancer in places that the sun don't shine?
Right.
How's
that,
this happen?
That should make everyone go, hello, that sun has never touched that cheek, right? That butt cheek, right? Whatever, right?
Right.
It's, or that upper thigh. Like I've never, you know, because we're so, because we bought this narrative, hook, line, and sinker, right? I don't know where it came from, but it also, if we are not, it keeps us unhealthy, keeps us out of the sun. Like my husband and my friends were losing their, I'm in Belize, no sunglasses, no sunscreen, out all day long, and I'm white.
You're like white. You're white like me.
I am light colored hair, light colored eyes. I am white. And I did. I got a little pink. I got a little peely and it didn't hurt. And it was, I'm like, you are, that stuff is actually what's killing you is the SPF. Sunglasses, throw them in the trash.
I can't see to drive.
Practice, work up to it and get over it. Now, granted, I do have a pair in my car for when that sun, when you're coming up I-70 at that right minute and you're going to die if you can't see. But other than that, I haven't worn sunglasses in years.
Wow. You know, Dr. Cowan does talk about this and he does say you need to be outside in the sun. Mm-hmm. Now, he says, don't burn your skin, but he's
Dr.
like.
Dr. Cruz says, burn your skin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about
now, it's not fun, right? And it hurts. So don't do it because of that. But it's not because of the reasons we've been told. It's not because that's what's going to cause the skin cancer.
So I'm going to ask you this and maybe do and maybe don't know. But, you know, so you find some dogs that have like alopecia, right? They're mm-hmm. losing their hair. Mm-hmm. And then we were kind of looking and kind of on the bandwagon for a little bit of doing vitamin D supplementation. Now, mm-hmm. dogs have, let me ask you this. Can dogs get vitamin D? They have hair. How are they going to get vitamin D? Are you saying they get it through their eyes?
Their eyes, and they have melanocytes. They have melanin in their fur. We have it in our skin.
Okay, so they can get it through their fur?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Wow. Wow. Well, okay. So would you say that vitamin D supplementation is worthless, toxic, yes. or?
It's not toxic. It just generally is. We've talked about this. If your body can make it, don't take it.
Oh, I like this new slogan. If your body can make it, don't take it.
Yeah. So your body can make vitamin D. A lot of our bodies really struggle with it because we've never asked them to really do that. Right. So yes, if you supplement, it's not going to be toxic. It's not really going to do anything, but people, I don't know how dogs, because we don't check their cholesterol as readily as we check people's cholesterol. If you're taking vitamin D in a synthetic form, you will raise your cholesterol. Because of the way that it's broken down in the body is just not how nature made it to be. Right.
Right.
Now that's not really a big deal. Don't get all high cholesterol means jack Nothing. All these days, people jack all, please. Somebody else tells me I'm a vegan because my triglycerides were high. I'm going to punch them in the throat.
Uh-oh. I want a video.
Oh,
boom.
And the doctor that recommends it really should be strung up by their fingernails.
Yeah.
They should know better by now. But so we don't really necessarily care that the cholesterol is high, but it's just not being utilized by the body as the same as if it's making it from the sun.
So. Right. It's nature.
And what we tend to do with people and dogs is here, take whatever, 2000 IUs, 3000 IUs every day and go on your merry way. And I've been talking about this more and more and more. That's not how the body works. The body makes more in the summer, less in the winter. It's actually designed that way. So we need to get back to nature's laws, and we got to stop thinking we can screw them over. We do not know better. Nature will win.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. That's why you feed raw. It's nature's way. That's why you feed raw.
And now that I have so many clients and me, obviously, we're feeding raw and we're still having issues. We haven't vaccinated these dogs in years. We're still having issues. We're, you know, no toxins, no heartworm, no other prescriptions, like, and we're still having issues. That's where I'm like, okay, these EMFs must be that layer. And yeah. Some are going to be a lot more sensitive than others. Back to the melanocytes and the melanin in the fur. So my torch, who has EPI, which is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. So the outside of the pancreas that's more involved in digestion doesn't work very well. The inside of the pancreas is involved in the insulin and the blood glucose levels in the body. So we're dealing with the outside of that organ. And we don't, he's not on any enzymes. He's not doing anything. He's doing raw food. He's good. He kind of goes up and down with how he feels. Let's put it that way. But he is an E2, and I'm just delving into this, which means he has recessive traits in his fur, which skin relates to the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that's why he was more susceptible to the vaccine injury that he got. His other three siblings are fine, but they're not the same color as him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That
how'd you get that? What kind of test did you do for that?
The breeder did the DNA. She did the Embark DNA. She's going to get me in there so I can look at all of it that came up on him. But that's how they determine all of these wired hair dachshunds, like what their coloring is, so they can figure out what they need in their breeding program or not or whatever. Yeah.
Very interesting.
So I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, so. And he gets a snow nose. He gets that really light nose in the winter, right? Mm-hmm. We all lose melanin in the winter if we live at a high altitude. We don't live at the equator, right? And a lot of golden retrievers do. And they have a lot of issues, right? A lot of cancer issues. So I'm wondering I don't know dog genetics that well. Sorry, folks. But I wonder if they're also more of the recessive coloring, less melanin in the skin, more issues on the inside.
So what are you going to do?
I need to move to the equator and take him with.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
but beyond that, he sits outside and watches the sunrise with me 20 minutes in the morning, sunset 20 minutes at night. And then we're going to be outside most of the summer.
Nice.
I'm actually going to start seeing clients outside. In the
Are
summer.
You?
Yeah. It's nice. It's Colorado.
That's nice.
I got a nice driveway.
Yeah.
We'll hang out.
Yeah.
We'll
that'll be a little bit. That where your nosy neighbors are going to know everything you're doing.
It's too late.
All right, everybody. You can work with Dr. Andy. It's super easy. All you have to do is get over to animalmagiccare.com. Animalmagiccare.com. She will help you with your pets. I'm a firm believer that keeping your dog's spine and neck and feet and everything in the right positions is better for them for long-term health. I mean, it can't not be, right? And I think if you've listened to these podcasts, you understand that it's all neurological, right? It's all neurological what you do. And it's not just that, but I think that Dr. Andy can help you in a lot of ways. For instance, if you've tried everything and nothing's working, talk with Dr. Andy. Maybe you got a fur problem. I don't know. Sounds like maybe a fur problem.
It's a sunshine problem. It's a sunshine today.
Yeah, get out in the sun. And remember, if you're sunning naked, make sure that you take care of your neighbor's eyes. Okay? All right. All right, everybody, get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. We can get you on a species appropriate diet. Don't forget on our Rumble site, it's Raw Dog Food and A&D Company. We've got the rabies webinar. It is well worth your time to watch that, totally free. You're going to see the video and all the slides. So that's over at rumble.com. Get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.